Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Christy McVeigh bringing us back with Fleetwood Mac, one of her greats. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whether you got an opportunity in fight facing you or a challenge, you're excited about something or you're frightened about something, whatever's going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to expansion to divestiture, wherever you are, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free, too, by the way, thanks to our corporate partners. I want to talk about trust. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about trust. You know, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you know that there are a few topics that we've talked about more than the concept of trust. We've got Arki Chankuti has been with me for, golly, since 99, talking about trust. We've covered virtually every angle of trust you can cover. Stephen M. R. Covey, the son of Stephen Covey, has written a couple of books on trust. We've helped him launch both of them on the show. It's a very important topic, trust. There was a survey recently, though, and that showed that we've got a problem with this. And I've been worried about this for a long time. I've been worried about the loss of our institutions, loss of confidence in our institutions. That, you know, America we're nothing if not a nation of institutions, right? Our Constitution is an institution. Our government, the House, the Senate, the presidency, the Supreme Court, those are all institutions. In the marketplace, we have businesses, we have business leaders, we have banks, right? We have the fabric of the marketplace, the dynamism of the marketplace. These are all things. These are all institutions. These are things that we put our trust in, that we have put our trust in, that we believed were there, and they were benevolent. They were there, and they were doing good things. Even when people made mistakes, even when things messed up, we believed that fundamentally these things were good. Well, over the last several years, not just the last 4 or 5 years, but the last several years, we've started losing our institutions, haven't we? I won't go back to all the reasons because it'll sound political, but we lost quite a few. We lost some institutions in the 90s. We lost some institutions in the last decade. And a recent survey by Chicago Booth School of Business at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern found that a third of Americans, only a third of Americans, trust banks. Now, I'm not sure when they talk about banks, I'm not sure which ones they're talking about, if they're talking about your local bank or if they're talking about Wall Street banks. I don't trust Wall Street banks at all. I do trust independent community banks. I trust my local banks, and I hope you do too. I think you can. But only about 1 in 6 Americans trust the stock market or large corporations. Think about that. Only about 18% of Americans trust Wall Street. Well, I'm with them on that. Major corporations. I don't think these people are bad people. But I think they've got motivations that maybe can run counter to the way we think about things out here on Main Street. They've got global businesses that they're managing. You and I on Main Street, we're planted in the ground here, aren't we? But still, about 1 in 6 don't trust the stock market, and I think there's a good reason for that. But also major corporations. A Gallup poll found that 25% of Americans only 25% had confidence in newspapers. Well, and also it said that only 21% trusted the news media, the television news, I guess I should say. Well, you can lump all those together into the media, the mainstream media. Folks, I think the mainstream media, where they are right now, the way their blatant politics, and I would feel this way if it were focused on the Republicans instead of Democrats. I think one of the most dangerous things in America today is that we can't trust the news media. The news media is not reporting what's happening. They're not asking the hard questions. They're not holding people accountable. They're not shining the disinfecting sunlight onto the people who are trying to hide in the shadows. The most dangerous thing I think is going on in America right now is that you and I cannot trust the mainstream media. I think that's very dangerous right now. And organized labor has got a bad rep. Not the workers, the leadership. They deserve that. The leadership of organized labor deserves to not be trusted because they can't be trusted. And, of course, the worst of all is Congress. Think about that. Our elected representatives, 13% approval rating. Folks, this is an erosion of trust that's rampant in America right now. And you know how we fix it? We got to get the rest of the country, all these groups that we've just talked about, we've got to start demanding that they practice the standards that small business owners practice out on Main Street. And that's devotion to the unenforceable. That's the ethical standards of Main Street America. Devotion to the unenforceable. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.